This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ready to keep it sane, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast. And welcome, peeps. Before we started rolling, Serene Dion did
Stop it.
The greatest impression of Celine Dion.
Do you know, and then not. She asked... Then she was trying to come up with a name of a certain singer.
No, that was captured. That we saw it.
Is that? Did we start with it?
They just saw the meatloaf moment.
I know, but I don't know if John was recording the audio.
John, were we?
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if they're going to leave it in.
Cut. Can we get someone else?
Okay, well, if you didn't see it, I'm going to repeat the joke.
No, they saw
they
it.
For
it
sure
wasn't
saw
even
it.
Funny.
It's documented.
Funny. It's only funny when I say it.
It was said in 4K.
Okay, let's go. Keep going.
I think we're done here.
That was your intro?
I think we're actually done.
Okay. Well, great. Well, actually...
No, but we didn't get to the point, and that was that you have the most amazing Celine Dion impression.
No, I do not.
And I feel like...
She looks like her in a way, but she doesn't necessarily sing like her.
No, I don't.
But what you just did before we hit record really moved me, is what I'm saying.
No, you just want to embarrass me. Listen, we have something to bring today. We actually don't have meat to bring.
It's your
Oftentimes
podcast.
We have meat, but we thought that it's been enough of the barbecue. You know, we want to bring some questions, answer some questions.
Nice.
So many questions get sent in and we don't really get to cover them all. And so we thought it was important to just take a bunch of the questions and just answer them here. But one really stood out to me. And well, there was actually a bunch that were on the same subject, but one woman in particular, and I'm not going to say her name, but she, you know, she was like, how do you stay on plan when life just gets beyond crazy? When it's not just like, oh, your mother-in-law is coming to visit, but your life is in a season of chaos and turmoil because, you know, special needs children, maybe you don't even get but 2 hours sleep a night. And your life just feels like it's a never-ending roller coaster. How do you maintain a healthy diet? How do you maintain focus? She was like, Serena Pearl, tell me how. How do I just want to, you know, throw me a lifeline so I can reach some kind of homeostasis in this roller coaster that I don't see an end to. And so it really touched my heart because I haven't been in a situation like her, but I have been in some pretty tough situations.
And you were telling me, Serena, that her situation was very, very intense with a child with a sickness that was kind of round the clock that she has to attend to.
And do you know what it was?
Very little sleep. No, but I think involving seizures and involving very, very harmful things that can happen to the child. And I just think their whole family's life is turned upside down and they don't see a foreseeable end right now.
Right. And so, you know, I haven't been in that situation by any means, but just have been in some pretty tough situations where you think, oh, okay, now's not the time to concentrate on my health or, you know, healthy recipes or fitting in any exercise. You know, this is not the season. But I found actually that my sanity, besides from God, in that season was being anchored around healthy habits, even when you thought I can't even maintain habits. But there can be a way. We want to talk about that today. Yeah. And, you know, some of those situations, of course, was when, you know, for new people that are listening to the party now, a lot of you already know that my eldest son battled cancer for about 6 years. And there was times when he was in the hospital at the same time when another one of my sons was a few flights above in Vanderbilt in the trauma ward because he had a head-on collision and they didn't know he'd ever come out of a coma. So I was visiting one in the trauma ward.
And one in the critical ward because your son, Arden, who, you know, had cancer at the time, but he was stage four at the time. So it was very touch and go whether he'd live.
And then at the same time, I had the baby I had at the time, he couldn't just eat or drink because he aspirated on everything. So
what does that mean, aspirated?
You know, you couldn't even give him a teaspoon of water because he would just like choke. It would go down the wrong, I don't know exactly, but he would just
struggle to swallow.
Yeah. He couldn't swallow normally.
He couldn't. And so all the food had to be blended to a certain consistency and all the water and all the drinks had to be fed through this little tiny tube thing. Yeah, that's Remy. And so this was all going on at the same time.
And I've actually always thought about asking, I always forget, but to ask you about, that's interesting we're doing this, like how, because food and stress is such a intertwined thing.
Right.
And I've never asked you about like What'd you do for food? Did it affect your digestion? Is that what you're going to talk about?
Well, we're just going to talk about the fact that it is possible to maintain some kind of healthy anchor.
And I think, Serene, not only possible, but crucial.
Yes.
Because during this time when we think, sometimes our natural instincts, I found this in my own life, our natural instincts are sometimes the most harmful ones for us. Like, there's a higher way, but sometimes we go, you know, there's part of ourselves as humans, as, you know, beings on this planet that kind of have, I don't want to call it an animal instinct, but we have these things called primal. Some of them are fear, some of them anxiety. They're very strong. And we feel ourselves go into them when sometimes they're not the best for us, you know.
I always go the low path. Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Oh, you know.
Every other day.
The things that feel easiest, that's a path to go down right now. That's where it feels I should go. Mm-hmm. But really, in reality, it's actually not the wisdom path for us. There's a higher one. And I've seen this even in my marriage. You know, sometimes if I get offended, my straightaway reaction, my natural reaction is just like close down or retaliate, either of those two. Like passive aggressive silent treatment or lash out and like, how could you? Without the higher way, right, is to try to understand, maybe to talk it out and say, hey, what you did really hurt me, but without accusatory tone, right?
Yeah.
But there's something in us that goes this other path. And I've realized there's another path always that's wiser, that's higher. Yeah. You know, it's God's path for us.
And we think it's going to be harder, but it's actually easier.
It's better.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, sometimes when we go through extremely, extremely challenging situations in life, our natural way is to think this is not the time to concentrate on my health. That will be for another day. And what I think Serene and I are both going to bring, but Serene's going to bring it from firsthand experiences, actually, this is the time.
Yeah.
This is the crucial time. You don't have to get obsessive about it. You're going to do it so quickly, so easily. But baby, it's the time.
Man, right? I feel like food is like the last thing.
And that's
I
what
can
we think,
deal
right?
With
right.
When
and
I'm stressed out.
And people think that. They think, okay, I cannot put one more bit of stress, bit of pressure on my…
Or decision making.
Yeah. Right,
that's
exactly.
What it is for me. I'm like, I can't make any decisions today.
Not
going to
think about food.
Eating.
I shall not think about food. That is the one last thing I don't need to do
and
right now.
And I'm not
now,
coming at all with my little story and saying, you know, I've been through the valley, you know. So I know the people have been in way harsher and harder situations than mine. But all that I learned from mine is I just remember having a thought. And it was like, okay, like… It feels like both of my sons are dying, you know, and I have this, so it was three sons actually. And then there was the little one who, you know, it wasn't just like you could throw them a crust, a peanut butter jelly sandwich and say, here, you know, be happy. No, it was like everything took extra time. Everything took extra thought. And there was a lot of stress involved if he was going to choke. I mean, we couldn't even train him properly as a child, like, don't do that. Because, you know, if he'd get too upset, he would choke on his own spit, you know. So anyway, all that, I remember thinking, do you know what would make this whole thing worse? Me being sick.
Oh, God.
And it was just this clarity that was like, okay, so that would actually make the whole thing harder if I just chose to let stress take me down, to let unhealthy food choices take me down. So now's the time I'm pulling up my big girl socks. I'm actually going to think that it's going to be harder, but this is going to be the thing that's going to make me have enough energy to do this, you know? And so I remember thinking, okay, that's it. I'm going to be more strict than I've ever been.
But what do you mean by strict?
And it wasn't that it was more complicated, but meaning I'm not going to miss a meal. Like sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm running over to Pearls. It's
and
lunchtime,
missing a meal is huge when you're in stress, right?
Yeah.
Like it's lunchtime, but I got to go and we've got to do this meeting. And that was okay, you know, just to be a couple of hours late for a meal. But I remember thinking, no, it's going to be clockwork. I need nutrition. I need nourishment. And so everything went in the blender. That was how I did it. Because a lot of times I was going to be out of the house running up to Vanderbilt in the hospital. So I had this little, what I call my doctor's bag. And I've lost it. It makes me so sad.
But I remember that doctor's bag. You carried it around.
Yes,
did all this make it easier or harder for you?
Easier. And that's my point. My point is people think, oh, I can't do health because I'm going through this hard season, you know, and maybe it's not even like with sickness in the family. Maybe it's like my husband, he just lost his job and, you know, it's just we're moving right now and everything. And it's just so hard. And so extra hard will be trying to be healthy at this time. And that's the myth that I'm trying to dispel here today. And that is, it's actually easier when you are focused on health in those times. It's actually easier. And so
I think when you uncomplicate it.
Because you
have to be vigilant about making things so simple
time. I will say that when I'm like, I do best on like protein in the form of meat, vegetables, perfect carb, right?
Yeah.
Like that's just like
healthy fats thrown in for you,
Yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, we're going to butter that potato.
Yes.
Yes.
And salt it with THM mineral salt. Sold now at store.trimhealthymama.com. But I feel so much more like less depressed, more clear if I do it, but I'm not saying I do. Yeah. I'm just saying in the rare times that I have, it does make everything else feel a lot better. You know what I mean?
It's like, you know, when everything is going haywire, we think worry is going to be the best thing I can do right now.
I always think I just don't have time to eat. Yeah. I got to fix and solve. That's where I'm always at. And
but have you
crashing.
Been in a situation like that, Dan, where it's just like, okay, finances or whatever it is, everything just feels a bit tough and you're like, I'm going to add worry to this. It's going to help.
It's going to help me. I do it all 100%. The time.
I have to full-time worry.
Yeah. And I'm going to pick
a fight. If I don't,
my life someone.
Will fall apart.
But guess what? No, I have changed. I say I do that all the time like I'm not a changed person. No, I am. What I used to do was worry without observing the worry. It was so knee-jerk. That's just what you did, right? Yeah. You hear something that's challenging, you know, about family, life, or work or whatever. And you're like, now the worry kicks. It's just what it does. It's knee jerk. Then I learned to observe myself doing that. I was like, oh, you're worrying, right? So let's not do that. There's a better path. You know, your homepage of peace. So I learned to go into peace. Now I'm at the stage where I hear information or I'm faced with something. And I always get to this crossroads. I understand, like before it was always knee-jerk worry. Now I see two pathways. And sometimes, many times I take the peace pathway. I'm still baby stepping. Sometimes I take that worry because so knee-jerk to the human experience, right? But I think we get better and better about taking the higher way. Yeah.
You know how I love talking about Graham Cook? He's one of my favorite speakers of all time. And I just recently listened to one of his messages and he was like, I love self-control. Everybody thinks self-control is one of those fruits of the spirit. Like it's not like love or joy or peace. It's like self-control. Like that's so, what a pain that is. You know, that must be like, or like hard striving and everything. He's like, no, I've realized self-control is such a gift. It's such a gift to me because self-control is that little place I go into that gives me like a pause, like a like on the TV.
Yeah.
You know, we can just press pause when everything's going crazy and have a little think about it. He's like, it's my delightful place.
Ooh.
Self-control is this little place I go into and I'm like, thank you, Lord, for self-control. I can just come inside for a while, pause everything, and have a think about how I'm going to go from here.
I love that. What a new way to look at it.
I love it. And so it makes me think, too, Pearl, it was always your knee jerk.
Yeah.
Or it was like the way that we think is going to be easier. So we just rush in. But if we can just pause for a little bit, press the remote and just say, let's have a little self-control for a while. You know, come inside and have a think about this. Okay, so my life is cray cray. I've got these special needs in my family. I'm getting hardly any sleep at night. And the cortisol must be worrying. Maybe this is the best time for healthy eating. And like Pearl said, you know, it has to be simplified. And so what I did was chucked everything in the blender. I had my little doctor's bag and a little ice pack that went in
When you say doctor's bag, it's not a doctor's bag. No. It looked like it was a black bag and it was like
it wasn't
square.
One of those pretty things
and
that you take to work.
And it was insulated.
Right.
And so... And
we're talking about a cheap cooler.
Yes, but it was like the ugliest, cheapest from like the Amazon that didn't sell and it got sent to one of those Gimme Us 5 stores, you know, when I got it for 50 cents.
But I want to talk, you were going to talk about what you did to keep things simple. Then I want us to talk about if people aren't into smoothies or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there so simple things you can do when life is challenged? So we're going to get really practical, but Serene, talk about what you did and get into details, please.
Yes, but it's not like I love smoothies.
No.
I have actually grown to respect smoothies. Because Pearl's like, I just love to chew, so why do you always have a smoothie? But
I'd rather be respected than loved.
But smoothies, I have realized, are my superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, even though I'm not in that cray-cray season that I was describing, I'm still busy and having to get out of the house. Or I don't have time to chew because I'm having to go to a meeting or a pot. You see me at this podcast. I've always got my little yuck yum smoothie.
Who has time to chew?
Right? It's superpower because I didn't have time to chew before I got there. Now I'm at the potty. I need to be having lunch. So I just sip it down, right? And so everything went into that blender.
Can we talk about, people are listening, I know what they're thinking right now. String, tell me what went into the blender. Okay. Tell me for breakfast.
Oh, I think they're thinking.
Lunch,
okay, well, that's where the yuck yum was birthed.
Okay.
And I call it the yuck yum because I threw everything as yuck as I could possibly think of in there because I thought, my life is cray cray. I need ashwagandha.
Yeah.
Like an adaptogen herb. Oh boy, I need like the good bugs. I need the kefir. I need
horny
the protein.
Yeah.
What
didn't
is that?
She didn't need that's the horny goat weed. That's a male sexual stimulant.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And you know.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's in your cupboard at home.
No,
we know that.
The word, I think the first word makes you think that, but I always thought to myself,
no, it is.
It's definitely not that.
It is.
Because it's at gas stations.
No, it is.
So I thought it was more like energy.
It is at gas stations, Danny.
Exactly, right. Yes. Anyway, so I would think, okay, so I need my protein. So I always like had it with a base of protein. It was always kefir.
Kefir.
Because good bugs is also, good bugs helps you with stress.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because cortisol wreaks havoc on your gut.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So, Serene, during that time of stress, and I remember it because I remember that time of your life because, you know, I'm close to your children too, and it was heartbreaking for even me, let alone you. Your gut health didn't go down at the time. I think it even went up.
Yes.
Right? Because that's when your yuck yum was born.
Yeah,
your
that was kefir, when the yuck yum was born.
You'd done kefir before that. I mean, you've been a kefir girl for years, but that's when you really focused down
that's
into it.
That's when it became an integral part of my day.
Yes.
It was like, there shall be a yuck yum at 12.
Yeah.
A quart of yuck yum. So anyway, I based it around kefir. And for me, it was like home done because that was just easy for me. I had a farm down the road that had milk. Mm. Buy the jolly milk at the store if that's what simplifies your life.
Yeah.
Because it's not even dairy in the end.
Yeah.
You're changing that lactose into lactic acid. It's a whole different food at that point. You fermented the heck out of it and it's delicious. And then I'll be like, oh, I need like micronutrients from the berries. I'd chuck the raspberries in there and the blackberries. And what else do I need? I need some good fat. Sometimes a half an avocado would go in there. I was at goal weight, so I didn't care about keeping it a particular fuel like E or S. It was just crossover. I'd shove stuff in there. What else would I shove in, Pearl? Chia seeds. Mm-hmm. I'd shove in some, maybe some.
You would do the
macker. I'd throw in macker
what
too.
What's that vitamin C powder?
Camu camu. Camu.
Everything. All the powders.
Yeah, all the powders. I remember that would be different every day. I'd throw in turmeric, everything. Anti-inflammatory stuff. Whiz it up, stick it in my doctor's bag, chuck some carrots in there, throw a handful of almonds. Sometimes I wouldn't even zippy them up. Just chuck. You know, what else was in my fridge? What else in there? Cucumber, chuck. Wouldn't even cut it up. It goes with me to the hospital and I eat all day. I eat on it and I didn't miss a meal and everything was anchored around protein and I had nutrients. I didn't have to like go like all stressed.
But what about when you would come home like sometimes you would get to come home in the evenings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is also when your trimmy bisques were born, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your huge pots of soup that would make huge amounts.
I would like have a cauldron this big and I would make the trimmy bisque for the week, for the family for the week, not just me. So it was like
big,
and humongous. I got a particular refrigerator that would house the pot because I'm like, it's going to be stressed to put this into a bunch of little zippies and a bunch of little Tupperwares. So once the soup was cooked and cooled, I shoved it into the fridge, the whole big pot, and people would just reheat whatever they wanted.
Yeah, but. So now I think we've got two meals kind of done. I remember you always your yuck yum at lunch, always your big soup at night, right?
Yeah.
And then you had nuts and vegetables to snack on throughout the day. So simple,
in
okay?
In the morning, it was eggs or oatmeal.
Yeah, okay.
I chucked veggies and
your
my,
life was simple.
Eggs.
You remained healthy. Did you love your food?
I loved my food, but at the time, I didn't even care.
You didn't care.
Because like I said, it wasn't my love of smoothies that made me do that. It was my respect of them. It was like, okay, I have to bring my game. I can't get sick. If I get sick, then I can't help my family.
Yeah.
And also, wouldn't that be like depressing to like add like 15 pounds onto this year
or wreck your blood sugar or pull down your immune
that
system?
That is so spot on.
Right. Like, should I just like pull myself down because all of this stuff feels spiraling out of control? Should I spiral out of control too?
So I think it's so good, Serene. I want to take it from you, who's more like a purist, and go to someone else who might be in a similar situation. And we've had her on the podcast. You know, Nadia came on this podcast and shared her story. It is cold.
Yeah. It's like the Nordic winds doth blow.
Yeah, it's freezing right on us.
It's my next
I need
book.
A Ricola.
You need a what?
A Ricola. The Nordic winds just made me want to do the yodel. You know, you've seen the Ricola ad. Is that the one that the...
Yes, that was back when you used to watch TV in the 90s.
Yeah, when Ricola was an ad.
When Hamburger sung, yeah.
okay.
We've actually touched on all of this before. I've told about my story. I've told about my doctor bed. And told about Nadia before too, but
not
it's important.
Like,
and I said to Pearl on the phone, I'm like, I want to address this question. But guess what? We've addressed it a million times, but Pearl's like, the point is not crispy enough.
Yeah.
It's not crispy enough.
You've got to crisp points. And I'm telling you, as humans, we need reminders.
Crisp the
point. I need reminders every single day.
Like, what kind of blender you use? Sorry. I've been wondering.
Can I interrupt just there for one
second?
No. No, you go
I'm
ahead.
Finishing my point, Danny and Serene.
I just will put a pin. I need to know the blender.
Okay.
And what model.
I need reminders every single day to choose life in my thoughts and my words in my choices. Otherwise, I'm going to this animalistic part of my body, whatever you call
primal.
It, right? Primal, that wants to run and hide or retaliate and do all the things that animals
just
do.
Just sabotage your whole life.
Yes.
That's what.
So I think when we remind ourselves, it's good. So we're going to crisp this point, baby.
Yes. Crisp it. Let's get the crisper out.
First of all, blender.
Please.
Don't think you have to have a Vitamix.
I think you
but
do.
But you do.
No.
I have a Vitamix.
I think you do.
But what I'm saying is,
I don't have one. But
somebody whose life spiraled out of control, the last thing they have think of is
a $500.
Well, I can't
purchase.
Do this. Yeah. What she's talking about because I don't have the Vitamix.
Yeah.
No, I went to Walmart. I have a Vitamix, but to me that was too much time because that means I'd have to wash the Vitamix.
Don't talk about
so
the Ninja.
So you see, everything went into the quart, right?
Okay.
The quart jar, and I just stick a lid on top. So I just got a handheld blender.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
Yes, I did because I didn't have to wash the blender.
No, she didn't
the carrots went into the doctor's bag, darling.
Okay.
Carrots aren't.
I thought you were chucking them.
I didn't even peel them.
Blender.
I didn't even de-end them. I just chucked
them
in the
doctor's
bag.
Okay, let's revisit that topic. When she was throwing in carrots and cucumbers, they were into the doctor's bag and the nuts. They weren't into the smoothie.
This was a supplemental item.
This was like I needed to fill my doctor's bag up.
With food for the day.
Yes.
So she, let's clarify. All the powders were going in the smoothie with the kefir.
Okay.
And all of that.
The berries.
The berries and the greens.
Maybe an avocado.
The blendables.
The nuts and the veggies and maybe a piece of fruit or two, they were just being thrown in the doctor's bag. Got it?
But I did handfuls of spinach and handfuls of like lettuce and stuff
in
like that.
In the smoothie.
I did do that in the smoothie.
And a handheld blender would handle that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think that's optimal.
I don't think the handheld blender would like do a frozen banana.
Yes, it will.
Will it?
I can make a handheld
blender.
Serene can make things do things.
I'm telling you what, the last thing you want to do is wash a blender or have like fruit flies swimming in it when you get back and from where you've
been. Oh, like
from your cray cray life. Yes.
She's saying if you don't have money for a $500 blender, buy a $16 handheld blender.
Since no one's getting a handheld blender.
I've got one.
Is there an alternative to But you can't replace a blender.
Listen. I would rather have a handheld blender than those other things that aren't Vitamix or Blendtec or whatever like that.
Oh, that's
because
what I'm saying.
Because I broke one every 2 weeks.
That's what I used
but
to do.
But that hand blender, I don't.
I don't have a Vitamix. I have a Blendtec.
You ever caught one on fire?
Blendtec or Vitamix. Those are the big tops, right?
You ever caught it on fire?
Oh, no.
I caught a blender on fire.
Yeah, but every other blender.
Why are you calling Daddy? Okay, she calls her children darling when she's instructing them. And right now she's calling you darling.
She's not happy
times.
With
Did
my.
Did I do darling again?
Yeah, two times.
She's not happy with my resistance to the handheld blender.
She is telling you what for, and that's why she's using the word darling.
She's giving me the what for.
He's got pink glasses. The darling
this is
matches.
This is messing with you today.
Yeah.
Can I go now and talk about maybe
Nadia?
Because I want to bring maybe more of a drive-through Sue person who's in a very, a state of trial, a state of, I don't have time for this. And I know many of you listen to her podcast here, but
you know what? That podcast, that rocked.
I know.
Because it met a lot of people where they were. And we had somebody message us on our Treasure Hunters group, our private group. Mm-hmm. It's about to go
public. It's not public yet. You can't find it.
No, you can't find it. But anyway, and they're like, if Nadia can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that's such a true statement.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't listened to the potty about Nadia.
Well, I was
what is
about
it called?
To explain it and you sort of took over ahead, once again, but let me try.
Wow.
So Nadia, and I was That was the potty I was going for, but I listened to it and I cried.
Did not do well without you.
You did amazing. I was so proud of you. I was proud of you too, Danny. It was an incredible potty. She shared about her life right now where she is not even not a cook. She hates to think about food. She hates to do all that. It's not part of her, you know, part of her thing in life. She's just kind of more of a likes to get stuff done outside the kitchen, right? But she was in a very serious time with her own health. And at the same time, her daughter had cancer, had to be in Vanderbilt for many, many, many treatments.
Can I paint the picture properly?
Yeah, go ahead.
This woman is a mother of seven.
Yeah.
And her husband recently left her.
Yeah.
And so she has seven children. She's a single mother. Basically, she didn't have a job. Her husband left her, so she has no income. She's stranded. And you think, okay, she could go get a job and get a life, but then
that's way harder than it.
She has her youngest, which was three
when diagnosed, four when she was still in treatment.
And just turned five now. Diagnosed with neuroblastoma, such and such cancer,
one
like
the ones
fourth
you don't
stage. You don't find out till it's fourth stage. But that was on top of Clove syndrome. She was born with Clove syndrome, which is one of the rarest genetic conditions. And I didn't even know anything about it. I had to look it up. But this girl is the most beautiful soul.
She's
the sweetest, most incredible little girl. She's a fighter. Anyway, but then on top of Clove syndrome, she gets this fourth stage cancer. And it's desperate. They had to, I think it was like, ambulance her from the pediatric appointment where they went and took her in.
So
it was like
Nadia,
she couldn't even drive her. That was like that.
What
desperate.
We're saying is Nadia couldn't work full time. She had to be with her daughter. There's no one else.
And it was massive times in the hospital. It wasn't just like, oh, go for a little appointment and come home. No, it was like, you know, months on end with the stem cell treatment.
You know, to bring
radiation.
It around, Serena and Sam had a tiny little place on their property that they all moved into, this one bedroom little place. I mean,
600 square feet.
Yes.
Nadia they, and the kids.
Yeah, seven. Live, the seven of the seven
right,
children and her eight
right
of them.
There, but they love it because all the children play. And, you know, Nadia's getting on her feet and now she works
full time.
She's incredible.
Actually,
but
she works even when she goes to the hospital.
Let me talk about what she did. I know she explained it here, but I've got a little more of a side thing to bring about Nadia. You know, because she talked to me a lot too about, you know, starting. I was so frustrated with Nadia because not only
I
love her now. I loved her then too, but I was frustrated with her because she'd come to me and kind of ask. She was having health issues at the time. She'd kind of ask about Trim Healthy Mama. She'd ask, and then I'd start talking, and she would just look around the room, like kind of listening, but kind of not.
Well, she did that to me, so that's why I had the big fight in my yard.
Yeah, you guys fought it out.
And I said to Serena, I was like, Serena, after our talks, I'm like, she wants to know, but she certainly doesn't want to know.
I said to her, this is what I said. If I didn't make it clear in the last podcast, I'll say here again. I said, Nadia, you're one of those most smartest women. She is. She could like run the whole nation. Yeah. She's like one of those nation changers. I'm like, you could do anything you wanted to do. Like, you are such a capable woman, but when it comes to health, as soon as you ask about it and I start talking about it, the curtains close. I see them pull. But and really what you're saying is, you do it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not.
That's what she wanted. But many of us are like that when we first start something, right? But in the end, her health became such a big deal. She had to address it and she did. And she does it for herself now. But I want to talk
about. She did it for herself too because she had to stay healthy for the rest of the children.
Well, that's what her health became such an issue. She couldn't function as a mother to look after.
She couldn't
all that
even
she
function at the hospital to look after her youngest because it was like 24. You don't sleep. It was.
But here the thing, and her simplicity has been very different from yours, Serene.
Yes.
So she found out the most basic, most simple things she could do. It involved one afternoon of prep, and that's all it was. She came across our Trim Healthy pancake recipe. It's three ingredients: it's cottage cheese, it's egg whites, and it's oats. I mean, basically, you put a little sweetener in there if you want.
So
but
she's
you don't
kept
even need
it
to.
All the way to the plan. She does E and S. She keeps it like very strict because she did have weight to lose. Yes, Danny.
Yes, Danny.
Darling.
You said for the pancake recipe, cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, egg white. 1 cup egg whites,
egg
1 cup
whites.
Cottage cheese, 1 cup oats. You whiz it together.
And then our unplanned sweetener. Do you put any like baking soda?
Yeah, there's a bit of baking powder.
How does that
powder.
Equal a pancake?
Well, you blend it up. And they make the most fluffiest,
that's when you can use
most
your
wonderful pancakes.
Plans.
So she started making these and they became her breakfast that she'd make them once on a Sunday, her and her children, and make piles of them. And so they were there all week. not only can you have them for breakfast, I mean, she found out she can use them as sandwiches for lunch. I mean, there are so many different things she could do. But so the other day, she attends Hilltop Church. She said, oh, bro, I've got to go to the hospital this week. And she was having all these challenges. She's like, I'm out of egg whites. I don't know what to do without my pancakes. So, like, she came to my house and I gave her some egg whites because her life is so intense that if she doesn't have these pancakes for breakfast, she basically can't function.
What if the yellow gets in?
No, it's all right, mate.
It ruined? Oh, it's fine.
You could do full eggs.
Yeah, you can do it.
I'm concerned I'm going to have to strain eggs.
No, we buy the carton egg whites.
No, you're going to be doing the... Oh. No, but he's going to be doing the whole egg because he wants to gain
weight.
Yeah,
she does these for E. They're an E. They're a weight loss for her.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do full eggs.
And I don't want to down her when I said she wanted us to do it for her. She didn't because she is such a hardworking person. It's just that it was a mentality of like, I've got too much on my plate. I can't even... add one more thing, but what she has learned is this particular aspect has actually given back more energy than it takes.
Oh, yes.
Way absolutely. More energy than it takes. And she keeps losing before our eyes.
Yeah.
Like she's
never felt better. But anyway, so her breakfast is always pancakes. On the days that she doesn't have them, she'll quickly whip up some oatmeal. But she's found out that good carbs with protein helps her.
Right.
It gets her.
And she found out that the worst thing for her stress was skipping meals.
Worst.
The
thing.
Worst.
She was the hugest meal skipper, Danny.
If your life is hectic, we want to encourage you. If your life is hectic, the worst thing you could do is skip meals.
And it was brutal on her weight, yes. The skipping meals, because it raised up her cortisol, especially women.
Her leptin.
When you have elevated cortisol, especially through a stressful time in life, your cortisol is already elevated. When you skip a meal, it is intensified. Do you know what brings cortisol down for women?
Breakfast.
Breakfast, especially with a protein and a healthy carb. Mm-hmm. That's what brings it down.
Which the opposite is what most people think. That,
yeah,
because
opposite.
What about intermittent fasting? Everyone's skipping breakfast.
Yeah, oh, that's
and they've done
party.
Studies and I've got them in my book showing what happens to women, specifically women, when they skip breakfast and they tested their cortisol all day. And it literally will not come down until evening. But the woman that had a breakfast and included a carb and a healthy protein, the cortisol just went down to perfectly baseline.
Is the same true for men?
I don't know. I haven't seen the studies
for
men.
This is what I've heard. And some of the research says, I don't believe it's totally optimal for either of the genders, but it's way worse for women.
It is.
Because women don't... harsh things are more harsh on them.
Yeah.
Well, we have totally different, even our hippocampus.
Yeah.
We have things, I've got all this information in my book, but we have.
Wing it, Pearl, wing it.
We have two sensors to food deprivation. Men have one.
Really?
We have double.
Yes.
And so that's why fasting hits us in a much, much more brutal way.
Yeah.
And because the body has like, It's double the effect of, oh my goodness, you're not going to get food. Well, I'm going to start storing. I'm going to start rising your cortisol. Mm-hmm. You are here to procreate the species, girl.
Right.
Get some food in you.
And your cortisol rises and then your leptin tanks.
Yeah.
And when your leptin tanks, your body says, I am going to change this whole endocrine system into survival mode. And so the metabolism screeches to a halt. And it's basically like, I have to hang on to every calorie because I'm in survival mode. Yeah.
But getting back to, I know we're conversation style, but I want to get back to the other things that she eats.
Practical. Sweet potatoes. She loves them. She batch cooks them.
Yeah.
And then she'll just reheat them, which is great for resistant starch.
Yeah. Right, so that one, she had two lunches, as far as I know. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, Nadia. I know you're going to listen to this and we're talking all about you. But I remember her one lunch is so simple and she does it to this day. Greek yogurt. Stevia sweetened chocolate
that was her
chips
dinner.
And berries.
That was her dinner.
Okay, that was her dinner. And she wasn't small size either. It was...
big bowl of Greek yogurt, shove a big amount of berries on top, a little bit of coconut, a little bit of dark chocolate
chips. So that was
kind
of like an S.
Yeah.
Okay, and then her other one was she always batch cooked protein.
Yes.
For either the dinner or the lunch with a sweet potato or a salad.
Right.
So she could have an S or an E. And that... was it. I'm telling you, there was nothing else.
Right. And she now...
it was like four or five meals she just kept repeating and she just loves them. And you don't need variety when you're in survival mode, right? You just need to survive.
And then the other thing, she batch cooks everything with her children. And so basically, she doesn't have to think for the week.
Yeah.
They just one afternoon, they all help their batch.
It's because there's no time
for
thinking.
There's no time. And then she sent me a picture the other day. She goes, Serene, what have I turned into? I never thought I'd be this way. And she sent me a picture of her in the hospital room because she has to go. It's still their little daughter's in treatment and she has to go for a whole week every 3 weeks. And anyway, she's got her blender in there and all her powders, and she has her kefir fermenting that she brings to the hospital.
Yeah, she started with kefir later, but she didn't start with it. But now she does kefir too because it's just easy. You know, yeah. I think so many people think kefir is like for purists who have a lot of time. Kefir makes things so much easier and quicker.
We take kefir our suitcase in the plane. You can take it cross country.
Well, it simplifies your life. If you're a trim healthy mama, you know what your one meal, you know that one of your meals through that day is going to be a kefir based meal. And I don't like smoothies. As Serene said, I don't like chewing my meal. I make kefir bowls. So I use a spoon. So I put stuff in it. I don't want to drink it. It doesn't even matter if it's still runny. I want to spoon it.
Just kefir, or you don't like chewing?
No, I put she shoves all these superfoody things that crunch.
Yeah, I like crunch, or I like put, you know, like toasted oats on there.
But you said you don't like chewing your meal.
No, I love chewing my meal. I don't like drinking my meal.
It's like that's such a weird like phobia.
No, I want to chew. Okay. I want to chew. Like it doesn't feel like I've eaten. If like, I could just drink a smoothie.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But for people that think they don't have time.
Yeah.
Shove it and just respect it.
Respect the smoothie.
Yeah.
I like that. That maybe should be the name of this podcast. Respect the smoothie.
Respect beats love.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're thinking, oh, healthy is going to take so much time and I'm going to have to, rotate certain different recipes and I'm going to have to make all those sippers, those girls say,
yeah.
And I'm going to have to make all these kind of like treats, and then I'm really going to have to dabble in the cheesecakes and the desserts because I don't want to get tempted on the bad stuff. No, you just don't do any of
you
that.
Have, you just keep you have simple. 85% dark chocolate for your sweet
That's
needs
it.
And don't worry about anything else. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Here's the things not to do when you're in an extreme stressful situation. Here's what not to do. Don't try and make a two-week menu plan. Forget all that. Forget about trying stuff from all the cookbooks.
Don't go through the Chip and Joanna section at Target.
No, don't. And just keep it simple. And here's another thing not to do. Do not over-exercise.
Yes.
You can't.
Do not. Because actually that can be more of a stressor.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, a good amount of exercise, if they're not too exhausted, takes care of stress, relieves stress. But if you're exhausted,
if you're not getting enough sleep, you can't take that energy and
put
it into
a big workout. But we're not talking about walking. Walking is good for
everybody. No, walking is really good because it actually is a stress relief. Just walking, if you can get a chance to just be by yourself or with other children or something and just take a half hour walk, that will be brilliant. But we're talking about training. You can't during that
time. Yes, so I would say if you're in a season and you're getting like 2 to 3 hours sleep a night, that's not
four.
Your season to weightlift. That is not your season to get into resistance training. But, you know, people will be like, oh, it'd be great stress relief. No, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. And so walking, fantastic. Stretching, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Moving, not being sedentary. Yes, 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 yes. Massage,
like
all
even
those
if you're at the
things,
hospital
great.
Or and you're in an intense situation, you have to be there for multiple hours. Like Serena and I have to do meetings for hours and hours or write books for hours and hours even now. You never say sitting for more than an hour. You got to get up, maybe do a few air squats, maybe do a few, you know, leg raises.
Nadia does air squats in the hospital. She has a little exercises she does in there, and she goes for walks.
Yeah.
But now's not the season. I have not had an argument over the fence trying to get her to start weightlifting.
No, it's not right
now. I want to hear some more don'ts. What don't we do?
Yes, really, don't.
I would think, you know, if you're in a season and you feel like you can't sleep properly, like have a good 7 hours in the night, I think that's not the season to stay up late on purpose. You know how some people, it's like, oh, it hits 10 o'clock at night and that's when they start texting all their friends. And that's when
I stay up late like as an act of rebellion.
Right. Well, that's when it's just like their life or maybe a lot of their responsibilities are over and they can just start to have their kind of downtime. But I think if you're in a stressful season, you can't afford to like not be in bed before. Like you need to be in bed
when you can, definitely.
When you can. Like, so
there's studies on sleep. that
sleep is so important. It's just as important. It's just as important as food.
Yeah.
And so if you have, you know, an answer to the lady.
I would like to say something about that. May I? About sleep.
No, you go. Of course you can.
Sleep.
It's your podcast.
I saw a study yesterday that sleep, the lack of sleep, but I kind of want to preface this with another angle
and
too.
I have to go to the party.
Go. I'm gonna speak.
Go
while
right
you
in
go.
The middle of the show.
But what if I don't know what you said? No, I'm just gone and I'm out of the,
that's the price, Serene.
Oh, you dropped your tea.
Good on you, mate.
You dropped your tea.
It's water based. It's not the oil based tea you're used to.
Oh, bye, Amy.
Oh, what's up? What's up, crew?
What were we talking about? Oh, sleep.
Know.
Okay. We were talking about sleep and how, I saw a study yesterday that sleep, they found out that the lack of sleep is an actual carcinogen, meaning it promotes cancer. And if you don't have enough sleep, of course, your immune system goes down. So, you know, your cancer risk goes up. I do have to say, though, that I believe so much of our health is the way we think about our health and the way we train our body to think about our health, and we tell ourselves, you know, our cells and our body how to behave. I mean, that's science, right? So I think if you literally cannot get sleep and it's beyond your control and you're not just staying up late and being a bit of a fool about it, right? I believe that you can take that situation and say, this is a season of my life. I, no matter the challenges and they are hard, I'm going to thrive here. So this lack of sleep right now, you know what? It's actually good for me. I'm doing well. I was going to say the lack
Welcome
of sleep
back, Serene.
They found out is a carcinogen, right? It promotes so many things. But if that is your only choice right now, you're up with a baby or you're up with a child and it's season, I say no. Do not believe the studies. You tell your body differently.
Oh, no, exactly.
And that's the greater truth.
Well, let me actually just tell you about that. Okay, when it comes to nursing, let me tell you about that.
Are you
that.
Breaking the fourth wall?
Yeah, she's looking in the camera.
Let me tell you about that.
You kinda, did it before.
I kind of feel like it's my thing.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Let me just say this. They actually have done studies and that nursing mothers, Dan, you're a nursing mother. Listen.
I'm talking to someone right now.
Nursing mothers. The I know that it's broken up a lot and they're up and they're you know aware, but the hours that they get sleep are way more REM, are way more rejuvenating.
Restoring, yeah.
They're way more restorative. They've done studies. It's Dr. Sears. It's a study coming from the Dr. Sears Nighttime Parenting book. And he was like, you know, a lot of women say, well, it's just such a hard season. I'm not getting that much sleep. Actually, the hours that you're getting are more restorative than other people's hours.
And when you're nursing
mothers. So be encouraged. And my point being is, don't listen to your mind saying, oh, my health's going to go down because – like, you know, I'm not getting enough sleep. Actually, no, nursing mothers, that you actually, in that certain hours that you're
Danny's
getting,
like,
Danny, you're
no
actually getting more restorative hours. Now, I agree. Like with the, if you can't get sleep at all, you're not a nursing mother and you really know that you're not getting any restorative sleep, just tell yourself that you're amazing.
No, I would say, I would say,
I tell you what,
I would say,
why.
Tell your body,
yes,
these 4 hours of sleep I'm getting are more restorative than anyone
and
else on this planet.
And you can pray into it. You may not be a believer listening to this podcast, but if you are, you can pray into it. Like, I don't get as many hours as I want to write, to do the things I want to, because I've still got so many children in the house, like business wise. I don't get as much time as I want to pour in. And so I always pray and I'm like, Lord, take this 2 hours and make it eight. Like, make it more productive. And I almost like, there's a faith that goes into that. And then I believe those 2 hours are more productive.
That's
and I believe
what counts,
there's truth
sister.
To that. But I say that with the phone too. Like, if I'm on the phone, lots of cell phones, and I'm a purist, right? So that freaks me out. And I'm like, 5G, this is all like radiating my brains out, right? And I'm like, when I have to use the phone, I'm like, this technology, I know it's doing something amazing for my body.
Yeah.
Like, I bet they'll find out in 10
Stimulates
years that this is doing something incredible. This is like a superfood machine that I'm
not
here.
You know, I receive.
But when I don't need to use it, Danny, I chuck 4 feet away and then it's from
That's
the hell. It's from the devil.
Well, and I need to pick up what you're doing because I even wonder if like, because our body's like electromagnetic and I've even wondered like, going to get canceled. I even wonder, like, does it like make me pick it up? Like, does it decide it's Instagram time? Because I'll tell you this, I was on Instagram one time and I was like,
I'm giving you 10 seconds and I'm belling you.
Just give me a second. I was like, what am I doing here? Because I was just mindlessly there. I closed the app. Okay. I started doing something. I looked back at my phone. The app was open. I was on Instagram. And I'm not saying it did it automatically. I'm saying my thumb selected Instagram without my consent.
Well, it's dopamine. You know, you need time to get back on. Time the dopamine fix. But here is what I would say.
Can I say one more thing about sleep before you move on from sleep? Yes. Or was it about sleep? It was
and
about
my sleep. Search page okay. is not indicative of my values.
Okay, well, you had last time and now it's my turn. We got to go round the room. Because you were doing the big talk, then Danny, then me, and now it'll be your turn after me.
Yes, we can do like, you know.
Yeah, share. Oh, okay, John's saying hurry up. Okay, it'll be super quick. However, okay, this happened to me when I went through menopause.
Don't tell them how to do their show, first of all.
We do obey John. He's the producer of the party.
He doesn't have a mic. I'm just taking advantage of just linear.
I think, like you say, when you can control something, Serene, then you do. When I went through menopause, had a hot flash as I lost 2 years of sleep. Literally every hour and a half, I was like hot flashing.
Waking up?
Yes, it was so bad. I was going on so little sleep because my body did not like not having hormones, you know. So then I restored my hormones and I sleep better than a child. I think that's how I pulled my shoulder. I don't even know what my sleep is so deep.
She doesn't know what wonky position she gets into and stays asleep.
No, but apart from that, I'm having the most restorative sleep of my life because my hormones are so optimized. So I do think when you can control something, because the studies show, you know, lack of sleep gives rise to other diseases. Now, if you're only getting 4, you pray over them. They're good. But if you can get more, you do something about it and you get those optimized sleep hours.
Because women will hormonally, I mean, maybe men too, people hormonally won't get sleep. Like you can't sleep.
You can't sleep. Your habits are good. Flashing all night. Or it's an anxious feeling, the lack of progesterone. It wakes your body up.
Or it's cortisol that's just surging through your body.
There's so many, the lack of those hormones do things.
And estrogen antagonizes cortisol. And
So, I mean, wow.
But I do want to say, what if you can only get 2 hours? What if, and you're praying over you're blessing those 2 hours, but there might be times in the day where you can try, even if your brain doesn't fully shut down, I think there's times where you could be like, if your child is napping, then you nap too.
Yes.
Right?
And don't worry about the dishes.
Right. It's a discipline. Like, who cares about even no dinner done? Just put it all in the smoothie and respect the smoothie and just get those bits of sleep. But so that was the point of the whole thing is just,
crisping it up for ending.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not something extra hard that you're going to put on yourself that's going to be like, I need to treat myself gently right now and I'm just not going to do the trim healthy thing or, you know, any of that right now. I'm just going to be gentle on myself. I'm going to give myself a little grace. This is a hard season. No, if you want to give yourself grace, if you want to be truly gentle with yourself, put health as your anchor. This is what you need at this time. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be
trim healthy mama to stay. Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money.